Hi, Chris.
So it is Father's Day in a few days or probably hours when this airs. Any plans for Father's Day, Karen?
No, not really. I was supposed to go drive over to my parents' house, but my dad's not feeling well. So I think I will just go there next week.
Yeah.
But I figure it's really not an issue. I think we should celebrate our parents not just one day a year,
yeah,
but celebrate them every day.
Yeah.
Now that I'm getting older, I start to see and appreciate everything that they've done for me, especially my father.
Yeah, I agree.
I celebrate my dad every day of the year.
And from what I've heard, your dad is an awesome guy. I remember you said when your son was a baby, he would come over and help.
Yes, that was before I got divorced. Then when I went through my divorce, I had to back up and went to live with my parents. My dad was the one who showed my son how to be a man, taking care of his family.
Wow.
So he was that example of what a head of a family or what a man does, how he treats his wife, his daughter, his grandson, and the people around him.
Yeah, amazing. I wish I could say the same. But, you know, interesting because I don't remember us celebrating Father's Day when we were back home, when we were little.
We never celebrated.
No.
I think we are not showy with emotions.
Yeah.
We're not emotional people. We never even hugged, remember?
Yes. Never even gave my dad a kiss or my mom a kiss to say hello or goodbye.
Or to say thank you.
Yes. Thank you for preparing our meals today.
Yeah. Thank you for cooking for us or thank you for the house. We don't. And even now, I am still a little hesitant to be showy that way.
Yeah. Me too. With the popularity of social media, I'm sure you can understand where this is coming from. It sometimes amuses me that you see a lot of Father's Day greetings everywhere on the day.
Yes.
It's funny how most of those greetings are filled with wonderful and happy reminders of all the things done by your father in raising their kids. But can you imagine for someone like me, after what I've shared about my dad, sometimes I wonder how for some fathers like my dad, those greetings could possibly serve as a reminder, a painful reminder for him of things that he probably believes he's done wrong and make them feel like they're competing against this imaginary league of perfect fathers.
Do you think he knows that he had this shortcoming?
I think he does now, especially after his reaction when I wrote my letter.
Now he does. But before, it never probably bothered him when he would see these posts about how perfect this dad was or this other father.
Can't really answer that for him. But if he doesn't get those kinds of greetings from any of his children, wouldn't that be a big hint? But at the same time, for some children, you know, like me and my siblings, probably, this could leave kids like us, or even as grown-ups. It sometimes leaves me wondering, what would it be like if I had been blessed with a perfect father? I don't think that's fair to anyone to think that way. I don't think it's fair for the child or even the father.
Well, you're perfect with the way you are. So if your father was different, then you won't be this perfect.
Yeah, good point. Because I was just going to say that for me, I'd like to think that what is more common in parenting is imperfection.
Yeah, even I have to admit I'm not perfect. I like to think I am, but
yeah. And that goes for us kids too, you know, as kids of our parents. Can you imagine now, looking back as a parent yourself, there were words of encouragement or appreciation that we could have offered our parents. It's like you said, we never said thank you when we were young.
Yeah.
We were too busy coping with the challenges of growing up and so self-centered in all our day-to-day activities that we don't even realize that our parents are trying to do the best they can.
Yes, with what they were given, with the resources they have on hand.
And what they know and how they were parented as well.
Yes, that's exactly it. And just like with my parents, they moved us here when we were teenagers. Moved to a different country where my father had to start all over again with his career.
Yeah.
Start from the bottom. So imagine navigating that new environment with, first of all, your job, and then a new culture with a new language, and then you have three hard-headed teenagers.
Yes.
I have no word to say that will give it justice, that will give the feeling I have of gratefulness and love.
Yeah.
Nothing will do it justice to how I feel with my father.
Yeah. So in the spirit of Father's Day, Karen, what would you tell your dad as a Father's Day greeting?
I'm not showy with my dad.
Yeah.
I will just say thank you. And I hope that every day that I spend with him, all the little things that I try to do for him, I hope that shows to him how I feel about what he's done for us.
Yeah.
How about you?
For me, it's always a tough one. I think I'd probably just say thank you for everything you've done for us, which allowed us to have the life that we enjoy today. Because my dad, despite his flaws, he rose from poverty and he became comfortable later on in life and provided us a comfortable life. That is a big achievement. Thank you for making us appreciate the value of education, hard work, and pragmatism, because that's what he was all about. And I think that plays a good part in who I am today. I also hope that he never feels like, now that we're all grown up, that he's missed his chance, especially after how he reacted to the letter I sent him. I don't think that you really ever graduate from being a parent.
No.
Yes, you would know that yourself as a parent.
And we don't graduate from being their kids as well.
That's right. Yes. And so. I'd like to think that he's really getting better and better at it over the years. So I'd probably say keep up the good work.
And
better late than never. I'm showing encouragement and appreciation. So there.
And just think, despite all that, he created a masterpiece.
Oh, thank you, Karen. And your parents created a real masterpiece in you too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I tell them that too. Yeah. I said, look, this is your masterpiece.
Yeah, a masterpiece and a legend.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Daddy.
Am I Okay is intended for mature audiences as it discusses topics that can be emotional and upsetting. Stories, experiences, recollections, opinions, or insights shared by us are our own and does not reflect or represent the views and opinions of medical practitioners or other experts in mental health. The podcast or any linked materials should not be construed as medical advice, nor is the information a substitute for professional expertise or treatments. If you're struggling with mental health, we encourage you to seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider. Please do not disregard professional medical advice or delay seeking it because of something you have heard from this podcast. If you or someone you care for is in need of immediate assistance, please find treatment locators and helplines in your country of residence, such as 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in the United States and Lifeline or Beyond Blue in Australia. Thank you so much for listening.
If you would like to get in touch with us, you can reach us through our socials and follow us. You'll find our handle in the episode description. Or, if there's anything you'd like us to talk more about, you can email us through amiokemail@gmail.com. If you have friends or family who you think would be interested in what we share, please tell them about us. They can find our podcast in any directory they get their podcast from. And please go on and rate us. It will let people know about us and find us. Once again, thanks for listening. Cheers.